Okay, so today is May 13th, I think it is, 2015, and we're going to do the continuation of Head Under the Frame Part 2, number 133. So begin by taking a moment to lie on your back, checking in to observe the contact that you're making with the floor today, this morning. And again, as we did last week, really pay attention to both sides, each shoulder blade and the way the shoulder blades are resting and your arms, and then sensing your spine in between, all the way down to your pelvis. And then really noticing each sides of your pelvis, your hips all the way down through your legs. What feels similar on both sides, and then what feels really different. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Again, noticing if there's any sticky spots, tension, restrictions. Good. Okay. And so from here, we're going to start with kind of where we left off. So we're going to repeat a few things from last week. So go ahead and just roll over. Come up onto your hands and knees. And we'll start, first of all, just with rounding your back. A lot of people call this cat camel, and really letting your head go. So this is critical. And then as you start to lift the tail and your head at the same time up, your whole spine sinks in between. Your elbows stay straight, so there's no bending. And then you're going to lift the spine again, tuck the tail under. Your eyes are looking towards your feet through the space between your legs. And then you're going to lift your head, lift the tail, and the belly sinks, the spine sinks. Excellent. And then you're going to come to the position where your spine is sinking, your head and eyes are on the horizon, belly hanging, and we're going to start to tuck the feet under, the toes under, for the runner's position. And then you let it go, and then you're going to tuck the toes again. Good. Now, keeping the toes tucked, your face and head is on the horizon looking forward. You're going to start to sit back, keeping the tail lifted, introducing to yourself, opening those hips, opening those ankles, those toes. So go comfortably back, come up again, and we'll just do this a couple times before we rest. Excellent. Let it go, roll over onto your backs and rest. Okay, you're gonna roll over again, come back up onto your hands and knees, and then we're gonna start to introduce what we did last week. So go ahead and tuck your toes under, and we're gonna lower, let's say, the right side of your face down. Your elbows are still in the air, and I'd like you to think about that you're just kind of making a circle on the right side of your face. Okay? So you go back towards the ear, then to the temple. And pretty quickly you should begin to notice that you're making a circle with your pelvis as well. And this is very important for the progression of the lesson. Nice, Mary. And make sure to, one of the issues last week was getting too stretched out, right? So your butt is directly over those knees. So sometimes we start to slide away and you need to bring yourself real compact again. Okay? And then change the direction of the circle. But more than anything, right, it's light pressure on the side of your face. That's it. But you really feel nice, Mary. The circle in the pelvis. Right? Your weight is shifting from one knee to the other. You feel more pressure loaded into one set of the toes than the other. That's it, Barb. Nice, Bonnie. Okay, and then let's let it go, roll over and rest on your back. Okay, so let's come back over again. Same position, but this time we're going to add in the next piece. So we're still going to bring the right side of your face down. And then where we left off is that you're going to bring your right arm underneath your body, sticking out to the left. Okay? And in the beginning, that shoulder's not resting yet. Right, you get the feeling that it's still suspended in air, and you're gonna just pull the arm back and then slide it under. And what you're gonna work towards is bringing the shoulder down, turning your face up towards the ceiling, bringing more weight onto the right knee, the right toes, and you're gonna use the toes of the left foot to lift the left knee. And that generates weight up to your right shoulder and the side and back of your head. So you lift the left knee and then bring it back down. Okay, so what's really important is some of you still have your face looking straight out to the left. You want to tuck your head under to look under the left armpit up towards the ceiling. Okay, this is really important. So Barb, under the armpit. So where's your armpit? Right? That's it. If you don't do this, you're going to hurt your neck, right? So you're really rounding nice Mary and Bonnie. That's it. And do it smaller, Barb. Don't lift the knee so high. Barely. Just there. Okay, just introduce. And now see if you can bring the right arm under you a little bit more. Yeah. Tuck the head a little bit more. So your chin is literally in your chest. But this is really important. If your head is not tucked under this way, you'll hurt your neck. And it's not about how high you lift the left knee. It's just a minimal lift. It's just a small little lift because the moment you lift, the weight comes on the right shoulder. So Mary, you're starting to inch away from yourself. So scoop back close together. No, I want you to pull your upper body back. I don't want you to do that with, yes. So don't think about your knees walking up. You're gonna pull your upper trunk back. There you go, Mary. And then keep that right arm moving underneath you. So again, a baby lift with the left knee. That's not the important part, right? Because the minute it comes up, you load on that right shoulder. So the most important aspect is getting comfortable with the right shoulder and your head. Mary, you're moving away again, so tuck yourself again tight. There you go. Nice, Bonnie. Tuck your head more though, Bonnie. Yep, face is up to the ceiling. Beautiful. Roll over and rest on your back. Really nice. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll over, and we're going to introduce the left side. Okay, so again, toes are tucked under. You're just going to start with the left cheek and making a circle, right? This is introducing the idea of your head being turned, the idea that you're shifting your weight in your pelvis. You feel how your back moves, your hips move, your spine moves. No rush. That's nice. And then find a moment when it feels comfortable to reverse the direction of the circle. Make sure you're breathing. Excellent. Okay, let's let it go again. Roll on your back and rest. Okay, so let's come up again. Once again, we'll put the left cheek down. Toes are tucked under on both feet. Okay, make sure you're not too stretched out. All right, and now you're going to introduce the left arm underneath you. So in the beginning, that shoulder's not down, right? And you start to tuck your head. Start to very gently lift that right knee so that in time, you feel comfortable and confident bringing weight onto your left shoulder and onto the back side of your head on the left side. So you really have to tuck your chin, your head, right? And there's no rush, right? So you just, it's a very tiny lift with the right knee, because as soon as you do, you want to feel the weight immediately go onto that shoulder and the back side of your back. Okay, Mary, spread your feet a little bit apart. Keep your feet apart. There you go. Keep those toes tucked under. Make sure you're breathing. Nice, Bonnie. No holding your breath. Excellent, you guys. Okay, come out of this and rest on your back. This is a good introduction that if you run into a bear, that you can curl up into a ball. That's what you're supposed to do. Did you guys know that? You didn't know that? Seriously. If you were ever to run into a bear, curl up into a ball and pretend you're a bear or a ball. You know, and they're going to nudge you, and you just let them nudge you, and you roll, and you go with it. Go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and just feel if that's changing a little bit, the quality. Very slow and smooth, no rush. Good. Okay, so we're gonna change things a little bit. You're gonna come back over onto all fours. Okay, and this is gonna feel a little different, but you'll see why. It'll make sense in a minute. So we're gonna stick with the side we were just working on. So you're gonna turn your face to the right, but instead of taking the left arm under, okay, you're going to introduce to yourself that the left arm can be out to the side. Okay? And once it's out to the side, then you're going to be able to roll it. So you're going to go from the palm down, and then we're going to roll it so that the palm is up. So your feet are tucked under, you're tucking your head under. Your left arm is out to the side, the palm up. As you lift the right knee, you roll the arm so that the palm comes up, and you start to bring the left shoulder back down to the ground. Okay? So what's really important, okay, so Mary, you gotta listen. You have the wrong arm out, okay? Left arm is out, yes. Be really careful. You've got to listen. I did say left arm. You had your right arm out. You need to know your left from your right. We all get confused. Now, again, what's really important with this is your head. Okay? Why don't you guys pause for a minute? Look at me. Okay? So I'm going to show you what you need to pay attention to. Some of you are like this. You see that? That is very dangerous for your neck. You're going to hurt yourself. Okay? When I say tuck, look at my neck now. I am not here. But if you want to hurt your neck, do this. You've got to think about protecting your neck. You see, my head is, I'm looking up at that fan and my derriere. If you're here, you're looking there. Right? And this also feels like there's no place to go because you're going to snap your neck. You've got to create a ball. Try it. Got it? Right? So pay attention to what you're doing. Right? You have to understand that. That's better, Bonnie. Really tuck under. So what it means is, this is why we're taking time with this. This part of your back has to really round to tuck the head under. Okay? Has a lot to do with your neck, right? And many of us don't know how to do this. The safety. Now stick this arm out. Yep, and roll it over. That's it. And now bring weight. Yeah. This doesn't have to be out far. You can bring it, snuggle it in towards your head. There. Think of all this is going to come down, right? So roll. Lift that right knee. Yes, that's the idea. Right? It's tricky, right? But we're going to do the easiest thing in a minute that's going to help.
Are you supposed to get your shoulder all the way down on the ground?
Yes. This is why I thought, you know, we did so much work with the hips and the feet and stuff. And I thought, gosh, we've neglected the shoulders. Okay, enough. Roll onto your back. We're going to make it easier. He always does. Did it help me showing you guys that? Okay. Yeah, because I really. This can either be amazing for your neck and upper back, or if you hurt yourself, it can be scary and frightening, right? We're really protective over our necks, so much more than other parts of ourselves, rightfully so. Okay, so from here, you're going to stay on your back. You're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Okay? Excellent. And from here now, you're going to bring your knees up into your chest. Okay? And you're going to start to practice to throw your legs, like you're going to throw them over yourself, over your head. And if you want, you can use your hands to help lift your hips up. So you want, that's it. You want to eventually bring, that's it, Bonnie, but you can use your hands, right? You want to bring those knees up over you, right? So you got to get your butt. This is another frightening thing for people, right? You have to get your butt up in the air, okay? So again, if you need to use your hands to support your pelvis, you should be looking at your crotch. And then I would like your knees to be loosey-goosey and dangle. You can think of like running while you're in this position. Just let the knees come down towards the shoulders. Slowly come out of it. When you need a pause, bring your legs back to standing, and we're going to do it again. So this is really opening your spine. Sometimes it can feel like it takes your breath away, a little claustrophobic for even some. And it just means you're not used to opening your back. So get up there again. Dangle the knees. Think that you're in time, gonna bring the knees to the floor by your shoulders, but not both knees, one at a time. Okay? Slowly come back. Bring your legs to stand and pause. Okay, let's do it one more time. Swing the legs, use your hands, let the knees come down, bicycle them. Bring a little bit more weight higher up to your neck. Beautiful, Barb. That's it, Bonnie. Excellent, you guys. Okay, rest on your backs. Lower yourself down and rest. Lengthen your legs, rest. Okay, let's come back up onto all fours. Okay, and we're just gonna change the arms and our head. Okay, so tuck the toes under. The right arm comes out to the side, right? The right side of your cheek comes down. You're gonna tuck your head under. And then you're going to feel, you're going to roll from the palm flat, that the palms up. You're now looking up towards the ceiling. You lift that left knee. Right? So it's a diagonal from the left side to the right shoulder. And this can be just a wonderful stretch and opening. That's it, Bonnie. And then just bring more weight there. Tuck your head a little bit more. Right? And it helps clarify for oneself. You know, if you can't get your shoulder down, that's okay. It just means this is an area. And just this movement alone, you can really work with. Make sure you're breathing. Pace yourself. It's a very small lift of that left knee. As soon as you lift it, weight goes to the right shoulder. Excellent. Okay, let's let that go and roll over and again rest on your backs. Okay, so we're going to continue on your back. Okay? So bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Okay? And then from here, you're going to bring your legs up again. Okay? And this time, with your legs coming up, use your hands. I'd like you to turn your face to the left. So you're going to look to the left. Okay? And you're going to think about bringing the left knee down towards the left side of you. So you're going to visually watch that left knee come down. At the same time as the left knee comes closer, the toes of the left foot touch, hence the tucking under. And you're using your hands under your pelvis to support yourself. Did you want to watch again? You guys lost? Okay. I have to take this off because I'm afraid I'm gonna. Okay, put it right there. Okay. Okay, everybody watch. Sit up and watch if you're gonna watch. Okay, you're here. Right? You're here. We're gonna turn your face. Right? Eventually, we're gonna bring the arm out. This arm's gonna eventually come here, but for right now, this is what you're doing. Right? Because guess what we're gonna do? Right? Woo! Did that look fun or what? It is so fun. Okay, so you're here and you've been doing this. Your face turns to the left, right? And you're going to introduce the left knee and the left foot. Most important thing is the toes. Okay, so this is why you have to bring weight onto the left shoulder. Watch me again. So you're like, see, I'm in a strange position. Use these toes, right? I've always talked about you need a safety to get out of something and then to go back. The toes help the knee and then you swing around. So use those toes, okay? Let's give it a try. And if maybe we'll spend another week with it. There's no rush. You know me, no rush. But it is the coolest feeling when you get it. You feel so accomplished. I mean, I think it's like such a huge, this is a huge deal. When we're little, we roll around on the floor all the time because we're that supple. And we get older, and it's terrifying to roll because of our issues in our neck and our upper back. That's it, Bonnie. Now, just doesn't have to come that far out, but just think, touch, and then think the knee's going to come down. See, I don't want you to make that big of a, bring the knee down. Yeah. There. There. And then you could even bring that, not that arm, the other arm out. Use that arm to work. Nope. Like up. Up. Push it. No. Use it. You're going to push it in the floor like a bridge. Right? That's what's going to balance you. Yeah. Start again. You'll feel it. Bring it out to the side and feel how you can use it for support. Right? That's better. So that's it. So it's not, you guys are a little confused. It's not the right arm that's out to the side, Barb. You use it. Use the right arm to support yourself. It came quickly. Now, I picked my easiest side. That's it, Barb. Now bring the knee way over there to the outside of your shoulder and the toes and trust the toes, but you're forgetting to turn your face. Your face needs to be all the way cranked. You guys are keeping, yes, that's it, Bonnie. You're looking at the, look over there. Don't bring your head back for any reason. Now you can watch the knee and foot. Watch it come down.
Hold on.
I know, it's hard to breathe.
I have a bronchial infection, so.
Okay, rest. We'll try the other side in a minute. You guys are doing great. And this is like really scary stuff. But then on the other side of something that's really scary, when you break it down like this, it can feel so empowering. When it becomes available, it's just like, oh my goodness. Okay, so we're going to try it again, but we're going to try the other side, okay? So everybody, like all of our lessons and movements, has one side better than the other. So let's begin on our backs. Let's flip our legs up. Okay, again, turn your face all the way to the right. And then you're going to start to bring the right foot and right knee. So part of the thing is when you turn your face to the right, is you can see what you're doing, right? And then it's gonna be, see the left hand, what I do? I put it standing. I use the left hand to help me balance and come over. I like going backwards better than forwards. So that's it, Bonnie. Just a nice introduction. Turn your face all the way over there. And then think about your right knee and your right foot. Beautiful, Mary. Watch those toes tuck. Excellent, Mary. Ah, you did it!
Well, yeah, that's what you saw.
That's huge. That's it, Barb. Just take your time. No rush. Same with you, Bonnie. And then the other thing you can do is you can alternate. Can you bring one foot to touch and then the other? Right? So you can keep. Yes, you can turn your head and watch your foot. So can you touch one foot and then the other, right? So the pelvis has to shift. It's a big shift in the pelvis. And use those hands under your hips and pelvis to support them. Barb, you've got to turn your head for me. I mean, more. That's not all the way. I want your ear flat.
Okay.
Okay, that's part of the problem is you're barely turning your head.
Sorry.
No. It's okay. You don't need to apologize. It's fine. I know. It puts a lot of pressure on the chest. But even though it does that, you've got to turn. When I say turn your face, I mean you're on the ear. Okay? You turn your neck like you've never turned it before. Okay, then you will feel comfortable with the knee and the toes touching. That's it, Bonnie. So I'm going to let you just continue here for just a little longer. Just you guys are doing a beautiful job exploring, playing, discovering. This is really, really big. There's nothing to take light about this particular lesson or movements. These are huge. We're not used to inverting ourselves. And if one side is easier, work with that side. Okay, let's take a rest. On your back, lengthen your legs, just let everything, calm down. Okay, we're going to approach things back on our hands and knees, okay? So if you want to watch first as I verbally describe, and then we can play with it. So again, this is when there's multiple things going on. Everybody's going to have a preference on one side. I'm just going to go with my easy side. We all have a direction that we like turning our neck easier. Toes are going to be tucked under, right? So I like this way, okay? So you're gonna introduce this idea, right? Your arm can be under, out to the side, or actually under you, but I like out to the side, okay? Do you see how important it is to have your face under you, right? And then you're gonna just start to lift up both knees, and then you would come over. But you can, what gets very nice is to play with, can you stop midway? But for right now, you guys just roll over. And then you'll see how easy it is to come back. You have to tuck the head a lot. Are you seeing that? I know, you think I'm Gumby. What?
You first, Connie.
Okay, so wait.
So my preference, I started with my head looking to the left. Okay, but then we're gonna do the right. I mean, this is my harder side, but once I've done it once, I feel a little more confident.
So when you tuck your head to the left, is it your
don't left? Worry about the arm.
Okay.
Focus on your head and neck. Okay, don't worry if the arm.
Is this the arm that should go out?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't even worry about that though, Mary. That's it. So what you first feel is as your face is, so you guys have your face to the right. You guys are confusing me. You were to the right.
I thought that okay. Might be my easier.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if you want to do your easier, then do, it just, then it gets a little hard with the directions.
Okay,
so if you do, let's all do to the left. You either can slide the left arm under or keep it out to the side. You're going to lift the left knee, so you bring weight. Mary, you're the wrong way. Mary, left. Look to the left. Mary, look to the left. Okay?
Okay. And then my left arm goes up?
Yes. Okay, so you're going to lift your left knee to bring weight onto the right shoulder. No, Mary, wrong. Just keep your hands up, Mary. Okay? If you're looking to the left, your left knee comes up. You have to bring the shoulder down. As soon as the shoulder's down, you can start to introduce the other knee lifting up. But you've got to tuck yourself under. Mm-hmm. You have to feel safe. So again, Barb, you're looking too much out there. You need to think under here. You need to look at your gut. You need to be compact in here. Pull, pull, pull. Do you see how much I do? That's it.
Oh.
Then you don't hurt your neck.
Okay.
You gotta be, right? And this is part of the issue with rolling. There you go. Yeah. So part of the issue is you gotta let go of a lot of familiar stuff. Just tuck, 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 and then you have to trust. Now, decide for yourself. Now you can try the other way. So let's turn the head to the right. Mary? You do what you can do. If you can roll over, then you do it. If you can't, you don't do it. Okay? You're learning. Don't get so attached to an end product. Stay in your process. Enjoy what you're discovering. This is a big deal for a lot of people. It can be terrifying to roll over. Tuck, tuck, tuck. So you're still looking out this way. You want to look here. Okay? Here.
Looking at your watch.
That's it, Bonnie. Even more. And then eyes up there. Right? You got to roll. So you got to trust to round that back. It's okay. Fall over. It's okay. There. Now, try it one more time. We'll take a pause and then we're going to go back on your back again one more time. But let's just try one more time. And you ask yourself the question, is this approach, right? It's we're approaching rolling. Is this approach easier or not so easy for you? Or do you like when we start on the back? Okay, let's rest. Roll onto your backs and rest. I like starting on my back first. It feels safer to me because the pelvis weighs a lot more than the head. I feel like I have more control of my pelvis when it's up over me. But that's nor here nor there. That's for you to decide. You creeped all the way off your mat. You're so cute. Okay, so bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, flip your legs over you, use both hands to support under your pelvis, and then start to dangle the knees. Think of touching one foot and one knee on one side, and then go to the other side. Beautiful, Barb. And if that's your easiest side, stay with it. There you go. So I think the other way's easier. So turn your head to the other side.
Whoops.
Let's see which way, Bonnie, is it easier for you? Turn your head even more, Bon. Way over there. There you go. Now bring the foot down. Curl those toes. That's it. So Barb, that's it. Crank your head even more and bring that, that's it. Bring that right knee down and the right foot. There. Now use that. Use your hand to support you and let the pelvis roll over.
Oh, that way?
Yes.
I have to reposition my head.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah.
You guys, if you know, I think maybe we should play with this for a whole nother week.
Yes, I think we should.
No, seriously, there's no rush. Okay, rest. Let's have you guys rest. Lengthen your legs and rest. Because what's so important is just doing a little bit at a time. Just let it gel. So just right now, just feel what happened in your upper back. What happened in your chest, right? Feel how much flatter the shoulder blades are. Aren't they so much flatter and they're wider? It's like you're feeling parts of your upper back and through your whole neck area that you normally just don't even feel. And this is good enough. Remember, it's always good enough. It's always best to stop where it's good enough. There's no rush here. So really take in the changes that have occurred, how you're lying on your back now, rolling your head to the left and right. That's nice, Bonnie. Just feeling, right? Because some of us think that we really are turning our heads when we're really not. Like now, how much more can you turn your head? Like, could you look behind your shoulders now? Right? Did some new aspect open up that you didn't even realize you weren't able to do because now it's available? And then just take another moment to sense and notice your breath and your breathing. And how this lesson has affected you.